It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A recent Treatment Advocacy Center report finds that untreated mental illness is a significant factor in fatal shootings of offenders by police officers. A prime example of that played out tragically last week in the fatal shooting of a motorist near the U.S. Capitol. Meanwhile, a 2010 report showed three times as many people with mental illnesses were in jails and prisons than in state hospitals across the country, a trend attributed to the closing of state hospitals and a failure to establish effective community-based support systems. But here in Pennsylvania, the House has unanimously passed legislation introduced by Representative Thomas Caltagirone, minority chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, that would require that mental health training be included in annual training for municipal and state police officers and district judges. I'm joined now by phone by Representative Thomas Caltagirone. Thanks for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, good sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
Why did you introduce this bill? Was there something in particular that led you to say, we have to have this?
Well, I had introduced a piece of legislation that was unanimously approved also earlier in the year to do a complete study of our mental health system, which really hasn't been done for well over 35 years. And what I wanted that study to concentrate on was the connection with the criminal justice system, because as you were saying earlier, there are an inordinate number of inmates in county prisons and state prisons that have mental health problems that would be better off in a mental health facility rather than in a state prison or a county jail. And after doing that, I realized that one of the problems that we're having in our state and society in general is that there are many people in the law enforcement community. They get training every year, but this is one of the soft points. They don't really get enough training in how to deal with people with mental illness. And the first area that people come in contact with mental health problems normally are the police and then the local district justice. So I'm asking that that training be incorporated in their annual training programs so that they can deal with these issues.
So what would this training include?
Well, basically what it would include, especially for the police, it would include what I would hope would be, how do you recognize somebody with a mental illness? Once you do, how do you deal with them? What do you do? How do you handle the situation without escalating it to the point where there's a situation that they have to use lethal force, which I think is tragic, as was mentioned about what happened down in Washington. But if you look at many of the situations where these mass shootings have occurred around the country, many of them, if not all of them, they have had some type of mental problems. And by closing the mental health facilities in our state and most of the country, they're pushing these people out into society, and they're not being treated properly for the illness in which they have.
Okay, so you have municipal and state police who go through this training and would have an overview of various psychiatric disorders and would have better knowledge of treatment programs that could serve as an alternative to incarceration. Does this do enough, however?
What do you do with them, right?
Exactly.
Now, that I knew you were leading down that trail. Now, this is what I'm hoping will accomplish. The Justice Reinvestment Initiative that the governor had impaneled, and I was one of those that he put on that commission to study this issue, we're going to be closing prisons. We've already closed two in the state out of the 27. I guess we're down now to 25, and we're looking to close more. Okay. With the money that we're saving by closing these prisons, state prisons, can it not then be shifted to what we have left of our mental health hospitals in the state? We have one in Berks County called Warnersville. You have them scattered all around the state. They've been downsized. I think the humanity of what we need to do is reopen and fix up the buildings that are still there and put people in there. And I'm not saying for the rest of their lives. I'm saying so they can get properly cared for and treated. I've seen figures, and I don't know how accurate it is, you know, report that I've read this past year, that close to 1.3 million Pennsylvanians out of our population of 12 million have some form of mental health problems. That's a lot of people. And what are we doing? We're locking them up in prisons, basically. They're not getting that kind of help in the prisons, whether they're county or state.
Well, we wondered whether law enforcement agencies in Allegheny County were being trained to deal with the mentally ill. To address this issue, we spoke with Mary Jo Dixon, administrator for the Bureau of Adult Mental Health Services for Allegheny County. And I began by asking her what programs are currently in place in Allegheny County to help law enforcement deal with the mentally ill.
Regarding what's in place, there's probably a number of things that we do for training. One is we have done the crisis intervention training since 2007 with the police. We started with the City of Pittsburgh Police, and then we expanded it to all the municipalities. The coordinator for the program is out of the City of Pittsburgh Police, and then Mike Rocco in my office, they coordinate the trainings for all the officers. And it includes officers and also some civilians. We've also done correctional officer training in the jail. We also do through our emergency services, we do specifically training with the police departments when it's requested by the police departments regarding emergency commitments.
Okay.
And finally, there is a mental health first aid that's being piloted specifically for public safety personnel. And currently, it's only being piloted in Blair County and Philadelphia, but it's something that we're specifically interested in. Mainly because it's an 8-hour course, and the CIT training is a 40-hour course. So for some of the smaller police departments or even some of the larger, it's hard to free up officers for 40 hours of training. So we're hopeful that if we can do the mental health first aid for public safety, that we can get other individuals involved in that.
Is incarceration of the mentally ill a problem in the county?
That probably is difficult to answer in general. People with mental illness issues sometimes get involved with the criminal justice system, and that's happened before, and it continues to happen. So that will probably continue to happen. And I think that using the training to help police officers understand the mental health issues and mental health resources is always helpful. We do work intensively with anybody in the jail that has serious mental illness, and we have a large justice-related services program that works with individuals in both diverting them from the jail and also in supporting them when they come out of the jail.
What do you think of the House bill that would require mental health training for police and district judges?
I think it's great. I don't know that it's as specific as it can be. There is training already for police officers, for the state police officers training that they do, but it's not as intensive as like the crisis intervention training, which is a 40-hour course for police officers. But that's a volunteer program for police officers.
So in terms of specifics, what would you like to see?
Two things. One is I think that there are some issues related to costs for the police departments in freeing up officers for training. And if somehow that issue could be covered, I think that would be helpful for the police officers being able to attend some of the training and coverage for their districts. When you've got a small district that might have two or three officers, it's really hard for them to send anybody to training for any length of time. Other than that, there really aren't a lot of costs except for the setup of the program, because basically mental health professionals volunteer their time to teach the program. And currently, I don't think there's any requirement or a lot of training that's done with a district magistrate, so I think that would be really helpful, too, for them to know. We have done back in 2000, I think we did some training on our justice-related services, but not on general mental health issues. I know with our mental health court, that was one of the things that we wanted to have in place, was to have the judge, the district attorney, and the public defender all know a lot more about mental health issues and also what the resources are out there to serve people. So I think training district magistrates would be helpful for them to understand both the illness and also the resources that are available to help people.
And that was Representative That was Mary Jo Dixon, administrator for the Bureau of Adult Mental Health Services for Allegheny County. And we're back live now with State Representative Thomas Caltagirone, minority chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, who introduced legislation unanimously passed by the House that would require mental health training be included in annual training for municipal and state police officers and district judges. It now goes on to the Senate. And Representative Caltagirone, you heard Mary Jo Dixon express concern over whether funding is in place to allow officers to take part in this training. How would the state pay for this? Where would the funding come from?
As I had mentioned earlier, our cost for running the Department of Corrections in this state has ballooned from $300 to $400 million 30-some years ago to $2 billion. With the closing of these facilities, and that's one of our goals, is to close as many of these prisons as possible, we can shift that money. And I'm a board member of the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency. One of the things and one of the goals that I have in mind is that when we start closing these prisons, we shift money to cover the cost of police officers for the training, the in-depth training that they need, and possibly even reimbursing local municipalities for the loss of, let's say, a 3 or 5 man department when somebody has to go and get this training. So we're looking at that pot of money potentially being available to supplement local municipalities for their police officers. And the second part is that we need to shift money also to open up some of these facilities, because why do you want to put them in prison when you know they have a mental health problem if they've done a minor offense? I'll give you a good example. Young lad was in a car accident, and his head was damaged severely. Okay, so he ended up with a mental health problem. He did a retail theft. He was on probation for that. He goes out and he starts to spray paint a stop sign. Now he broke probation. His mother's been calling me every single day. Can't we get him out and get him into a mental health facility? He's in prison. He's acting out in the prison. And I'm trying and trying and trying. He's second on the list to get into Warnersville because they can divert some of the prisoners when space is available to facilities that we still have operating. So, yes, I think she's doing a wonderful job. My hat's off to her. I wish all the counties, the 67 counties, were copying what you're doing there in Allegheny County. It sounds like they're really doing a great job with what little resources I'm sure they have available. But I'd like to make this statewide and change the direction from incarceration to getting help properly in a state-controlled mental health system.
State Representative Thomas Caltagirone, Minority Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, who introduced legislation unanimously passed by the House that would require mental health training be included in annual training for municipal and state police officers and district judges, joining us by phone. Representative, thanks for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. I do appreciate it.
Coming up, a conversation with Democratic gubernatorial candidate John Hanger. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.